views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. It's my pleasure to be with you on Heart Center Talk Radio on this wonderful Wednesday. And I have a very special guest today, and I am so glad that he authorized his appearance with me on this show. And it's Dr. Gabriel Cousins, MD, DD. I met Gabriel back on April 30th, 2006, at the New Living Expo in San Francisco, where we were both on a panel of speakers. And I spoke on healing the heart of the world and what we call heart streaming. And, of course, he shared from the wealth of his spiritual wisdom on, health, nutrition, divine diet, I would say, and a host of other topics. So Gabriel has a wonderful community in Patagonia, Arizona, the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center and Foundation, and a number of centers throughout the world. And I could talk for a half hour just talking about all of what he's done, and yet I'd rather just welcome him and have him share about his life and mission. So welcome, Gabriel.
Well, David, thank you very much. I appreciate being on the program, and I appreciate the good work that you're doing in the world.
Well, you are too. And when I read that you've established centers in Africa, I was very heartened. I've been to Ghana, South Africa, and Egypt, and the people in Ghana are amazing. And maybe later in the program, we can talk about what you've done over there. First, I'd just like to ask, since my teenage years in the early 70s, I've always been interested in spiritual communities and now what we call eco-villages. And you formed a beautiful one, as I mentioned, in Patagonia. Tell us about your community, what holds it together spiritually, energetically, and kind of the economics of it, too.
Okay, so many, many, many years ago, it became clear to me that part of my mission in the world was to create community. So in the early 70s, I visited many, many communities all over the country and began to get some idea. We actually started a community in Mendocino, California, which was very successful. And then I went off for 7 years to be with Swami Muktananda, working on myself. Seven very extraordinary years of awakening. And then after that, began to slowly work and manifest this community. We began in 1993, and it was really based on an Essene mission, and really my mission in the world today. You asked a very provocative question, which I had honestly never thought about, literally never thought about, is what is your legacy? And there's reasons why I haven't thought about it. First of all, I have many years before the legacy will even happen or is more historical reality. But the legacy and the meaning of the community are one and the same, and that is that in a world where the name of God and even the belief of God is seen as, at best, as superstition, at worst, as being kind of a reactive versus a secular scientific world, that the legacy would be that we have upheld the reality of the existence of the divine on the planet and connected communities throughout the world to support that. And then the second level of that legacy is, and to me, perhaps the most important, is to give people to be a spark of the living experience of the divine in their lives so that they then are no longer in blind faith, but in direct faith based on direct experience. So that my work in the world is specifically about reconnecting people to the spark of the divine in themselves. That's the primary work which we're doing in every single possible manner. And the third level of that legacy, which is, again, explicit for what we're doing here at the Tree of Life Center US and the Tree of Life Foundation, is a vision, an understanding of what I would call holistic liberation. And that what it means is a new definition or an expanded, there's nothing really new under the sun, an expanded definition of liberation, which means that we're liberated on every plane of our existence and bring that holistic liberation understanding into manifestation in every plane of existence, which is explicitly what we're doing here at the tree. So the most important thing is through our Ascene work is again, we train Ascene priests and priestesses. We have a whole program in terms of helping them be carriers of the light into the world. We have a organic, veganic a farm and a apprentice program so people can be trained in that way. But anybody that comes to do the farming apprentice still attains, comes to all the spiritual programs, which are every single day. We have a cafe apprenticeship and a spiritual nutrition master's program and a spiritual nutrition counselor program, spiritual nutrition education, educator program, certifications. So we're teaching the live food vegan understanding and then taking it around the world. As you know, to Ghana, Nigeria, actually Cameroon, Ethiopia, we have programs there as well as Mexico. We have over 33 centers around the world where we are teaching organic, veganic nutrition, but in the bigger picture of a spiritual awareness. So we teach you can't eat your way to God, but nutrition does play an important role. But nutrition doesn't stop there, and liberation doesn't stop there, because we're looking at the upliftment of all humanity, bringing a new way of eating that actually can save the planet, save the ecology of the planet. This is just veganic live food. But even just veganic can feed the planet seven times over, preserve the ecology, feed the hungry, and we have 20 to 40 million people starving to death each year. It's a big deal. More people have starved to death in the last 10 years than all the last 150 years of war. So we're teaching all the levels of skill that people need and empowerment. But the one in front of the zeros is the direct experience of the divine in their lives. And then people, according to who they are, will go out in the world, whether it's farming or food preparation or, you know, healing or nutritional educating. People are empowered to work on all these levels to uplift the consciousness of the planet. Now, there's one other thing. Which is subtle, but when we are holding a larger vision, we're also activating and empowering a larger community, even as I speak to your group here, to collectively empower the vision. So we're working with people in a way, like we're doing now, to empower this larger vision.
Beautiful.
And those in it. So that's the legacy, but that's also what we're doing with Tree of Life.
I love it. Well, you mentioned holistic liberation, and I think on your website it says the ultimate religion is liberation. And I completely concur. And when people are, you know, when they catch the vision, they're free, because then they're free to pursue what the divine within them, the eternal spark of life, is ready to co-create through their awareness, their connectedness with spirit, their true self. So this is absolutely amazing. Well, my guest today is Dr. Gabriel Cousins. He's the founder of the Tree of Life Center US and many centers throughout the world, as you mentioned, over 33 or so. And we have much more to share on Heart Center Talk Radio about him, his mission, the teachings that he presents. And I'm really interested in talking about the Essene teachings, because I remember reading Edmond Bordeaux-Zeke's book in about 1970 on the Essene Gospel Peace. It changed my life. Much more to come on Heart Center Talk Radio with Gabriel Cousins. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long.
Welcome back, everyone. And the sun is shining where I am, and I know it's probably shining down in Patagonia.
It's definitely shining in Patagonia today.
Near Tucson. I've been to Patagonia. Actually, I have a friend, Jackie Fleeter, and I stayed at Jackie and Ed's home, and I think they're aware of your center. And, hey, tell us about a pure live food vegan diet, the cleansing programs and regimens that you have there at your center, and maybe some of the more dramatic cases you've had of healing or where people really made a transformation right there during the 7 days or 21 days or even just a few days at your center there, Gabriel.
Okay, it's a good question. So first, in understanding our community, it's a surround around community. It's the total veganic, organic lifestyle. It isn't just about farming. It isn't just about food. It's a total lifestyle where people come and experience a complete holistic awareness in every aspect. Okay, we're up in the mountains. It's very, very beautiful. We're 4,100 feet up, and everything is kind of designed about having an experience that people, as you were explaining, can hear about on the internet, but haven't directly experienced it. So that's the kind of overview of what we're looking at. In people's presence here, we have a variety of programs. People can come and fast for a few weeks, but our star program is the 21-day transformation program. It's also linked into the diabetic type 2 diabetes healing program, where we heal 61% of the non-insulin dependent diabetics in 3 weeks, and 24% of the insulin dependent diabetics in 3 weeks. So there's all that going on, but there's no miracles. All we're doing is bringing people back to the natural way of living. So when they're here, it's 100% live food organic, and it's a healthy diet in the contrast to some of the even the live food vegan diets, which tend to have a lot more sweet in them. That doesn't really work very well for diabetics. So the healing environment is the total environment, and the diet itself is dramatically healing for most people, because they're exposed, by doing it directly, the power of living a healthy, holistic life. If you're meditating and you're exercising and you're eating well and you're thinking well, and it really works. And so we get a tremendous amount of healing. Now, I'm mentioning diabetes only because diabetes is considered impossible to heal. So when we return to the natural way, the culture of life and liberation that we, really try to help people become aware of, there are really no miracles, because most of, according to the AMA, 97% of all the chronic diseases are lifestyle related. Mm-hmm. And so when we help people bring their lifestyle back in alignment with the natural and divine laws, they get healed. So that's really what it's about. Yes, I see people for whole person healings, where it's a 3-day process where I take a complete holistic view of their life and develop a program for them. And that's people do that from who just want to do this preventatively, or people who are very, you know, deep chronic illnesses. All that's true, but the bottom line is, by living the lifestyle, you come back into harmony with the natural way of living, and therefore you naturally heal. And it doesn't take that long. It doesn't take that long to have that happen. So that's really the overview of what really kind of goes on for everybody here. Even the save as people come and volunteer, even the apprentices, that everybody gets more and more healed by just being in the environment.
Wonderful. Well, for our guests today, if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Cousins, and by the way, he spells his name C-O-U-S-E-N-S, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and you can call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819 and join our program. He has a number of websites. There's treeoflifecenterus.com. And then I think another one is just drcousins.com.
And that's really the main one. That takes you to everything.
That takes, okay, so Dr. Dr., not spelled out, but the abbreviation, Dr. Cousins, C-O-U-S-E-N-S.com. And like you said, that takes it everything. So you can check out all of the opportunities, the wellness programs, the Tree of Life Foundation in general, and choose what works for you, and then make that trip down to Patagonia, after you make your reservation and have a wonderful experience. So, Gabriel, you are also a rabbi. Obviously, you must have been born and raised in the Judaic tradition. You study the Kabbalah, and you've been really at the forefront of kind of bringing forth these, both the Essene teachings, the more esoteric rabbinic teachings, and kind of commingling them with the highest of spiritual nutrition, which is the title of one of your awesome books, Spiritual Nutrition, Six Foundations for Spiritual Life and the Awakening of the Kundalini. So tell us a little bit about this experience of how you have kind of brought all of these together into a holistic compendium of sharing with the universe.
Well, that's a great question. And part of the answer is, in my direct experience of the truth and being validated by my two Indian liberated gurus as being liberated, I began to see in all the different traditions it's basically the same truth. In a sense, all religions are holy lies. And they do serve, however, as funnels that take you to the higher awareness. And so when I speak about the higher awareness, that's how it all becomes unified. So in my book, Torah as a Guide to Liberation, I go back into the Torah teachings, which are really the Essene teachings, because the essence of the Essene teaching, as Dr. Eisman put it, is doers of the Torah. So when we combine those two in a simple way, we're talking about the essence of the Essene way of life was to bring people to liberation. So that's what we're talking about. And then at the point of liberation, you're beyond all the traditions. So that's how they come together. Now, I'm speaking from the yogic tradition, the native, where I lived in India off and on for 7 years, the Native American tradition as a four-year sun dancer and eagle dancer and clan leader for what we call the spirit dance, all of which we carry on here. I mean, the spirit dance goes on here each year at the Tree of Life. But the point I'm saying is that at the end of the story, whether you're talking Taoism or, you know, Judaism, the teaching is ultimately the same. There's only God. And the six foundations are ways of living what we call in yoga Sanatana Dharma, the natural way of living to help you become liberated. That's what we're talking about. The six foundations are all geared to help you quiet your mind so you can go beyond the mind to the truth of it, beyond all philosophies to the direct knowing of the truth. And that's where they all come together, and that's the core of my teachings. Now, from the seen point of view, we're really, at this point, it appears. There's a 1995 when what I brought through was acknowledged by all. There are seven or eight different seen groups. It appears we're the last group standing. And I want to say the reasons are that we kept in alignment with the fundamental seen teachings, which are the Shabbat, study the Torah, and Torah is a guide to enlightenment, as the only focus. No drugs, no anything other than focusing on that, living the 10 speakings, and holding the energy of that awareness. So, and we trace your lineage back to Hanak, the seventh generation from Adam, who was taken up alive. And we call ourselves, the, you know, in essence, B'nai Aliyah, the children of ascension. So our focus is really ascension, meaning to wake up, to become liberated. So that's how we are, and that's really our focus. Dr. Székely, even though he actually was a Hungarian Jew, took it a little bit more in not so much to the very fundamentals of who the scenes were. I'll put it that way. And he created the poetry of the Essenes, which caught on in his book, Essene Gospel of Peace. It was an incredible book that captured the essence and of the Essenes. And he started the first modern Essene activities in 1929.
Hey, I'm going to have to interrupt you here because we're at our second commercial break. My guest today is Dr. and Rabbi Gabriel Cousins. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, yourself. Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. My guest is Dr. and Rabbi Gabriel Cousins of the Tree of Life Foundation and Spiritual Community in Patagonia, Arizona, about 4,100 feet above sea level, a beautiful area. I've been to Patagonia. It's actually, even though it's considered kind of desert area, it's very green there, and I was surprised how green it is. And
High desert.
It's wonderful. So, Gabriel, you'd like to talk more about holistic liberation and some of the foundations in the true mystical traditions of Judaism, going all the way back to Enoch, as you mentioned earlier. So take it from here.
Okay. So as I really clarify in my book, Torah's a Guide to Liberation, the understanding of liberation in this Western tradition is that we are multidimensional beings, that we exist in the physical plane, the astral plane, the mental plane, and the plane beyond words, beyond the mind, okay? And the role is to walk, I'm going to use the Hebrew term, between the belima and the ma, which means the nothing and the something. And the challenge for the in the enlightenment challenge is to have a balanced walk in which you're holding all the worlds at once in your awareness. And so you're liberated on all those planes of existence. And at the same time, we know Ein Zelotok, there's only God. And so it's a paradoxical enlightenment. Because as compared to the Eastern tradition, which I was quite well trained in, even though everything's true everywhere, the emphasis is really to go to be beyond the mind, period, as your truth, as your orientation. And in this Torah tradition, it's to be beyond the mind simultaneously in the subtle mind and in the astral plane, and also the physical body, all being aspects of the soul. In the Kabbalah, there's five aspects of the soul, which covers all ranges, including the fifth, which is the nothing, what we call the Ein Sof. So this is a very powerful conception. And the second part of that conception, which is, gives you an insight into the Essenes, is the word doers. Now, of course, you have to be a doer without doership, which is you're not holding on to the result of the action, but you're living the Torah, living the great teachings, living the awareness on the physical plane. And that takes us into all that we're doing here at the Tree of Life, but all our humanitarian projects, which are around the world. Most actively, we have in Africa, in Cameroon, Nigeria, Ethiopia, in Ghana, where we have diabetes prevention programs and education programs, where we have a staff in the different places. We pay, you know, they're on salary. We're supporting that. They're going out and doing screening for diabetes. And we're also using micro-loan business to support organic veganic farming so people can become self-sustainable. So that's happening there in all those places. In Nigeria, we also are supporting a school which is now all veganic. And that we've given put in a greenhouse and water and a variety of things. In Ghana, we just raised money to put 44, really 50 wells now in 28 different towns. And why is that important? Because right now, when we hope in the future, there'll be no Ebola, but you want clean water. You can't be drinking out of the river when we know something like Ebola can be transferred through bodily waste. So we consider that an important thing, bringing water, bringing clean filtered water to all the regions that we're working in. And so, and then same in Mexico, about an hour south of the border here, we have in a town called Imeries, we have put together an orphanage and supporting it, paying staff, and making things work there. And again, they're basically doing a live food, veganic, more veganic a cuisine, and they're starting farming, and we've set up a greenhouse, so they're doing sprouts, and we're teaching all the kids that. So that's our work in the world. I mean, there's much more going on, but those are the most active projects where we're being really of service in that way. So it's interesting. And you never know what happens. Like in Nigeria, the Ibos, I-B-O, turn out to be one of the lost tribes. Well, I had no idea. And so that's in Biafra, what used to be called Biafra. It's now called Owerri. This is the town. And I did a spontaneous Shabbat for 13 different tribes.
Wonderful.
You know, it's like, how did that happen? So you just never know what's going to go on, you know. So that, but that's our work in the world. In other words, not only our personal way of being in the world, but how we extend it with the humanitarian project. And this is very much in the Essene tradition. The other thing about the Essenes is they went out in the world teaching, but they didn't need to convert anybody. They could care less. What they were doing is exposing people to the teachings of the Torah and letting that move into their consciousness, whatever their traditions, but adding that to their traditions. And it's very different than what we see today in some of the traditions, which is convert or die type of energies. It was just like, let's just educate the people, let them decide what they want to do.
I love that mentality and that frame of reference.
You know, that truly is the Essene way, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before the time of Jesus, Menachem and the Essene went out in 20 BC with 180 Essenes, and they just went out into the whole Middle East and share the teachings. It's like, this has been going on for a while.
Well, I know I was in that community in a past life, and I'm sure you were probably integrally involved. And
without a doubt, without a doubt.
A lot of what was going on. That's why the first time I met you, I just resonated. I could feel this sense of inner brotherhood, brother sisterhood, and the light. And, you know, having fasted when I was 17, after reading the Essene Gospel piece, I had a very mystical experience. In your book on spiritual nutrition, in chapter 23, you talk about spiritual fasting. And I learned a lot because there were a lot of people who fasted 40 days like Jesus did in the wilderness. And tell us a little bit about how you promote fasting primarily with juices at your center and the importance of fasting for all of us, because true spiritual communities, I believe, to stay together have to have the disciplines and the regimens of natural living, and this includes fasting. So tell us about this.
Okay, first I want to honor our resonance. I felt we both kind of recognized that Essene connection in each other. So I just want to honor that, okay? We use fasting in a variety of ways. People come and do detox. They are invited to come to our spiritual programs. And then we have another level of fasting, which is part of our 21-day program, which is spiritual fasting, which we are personally, myself and Shanti, my partner and wife, we guide personally. And I'm giving Shaktipat, the descent of grace, every day. Okay? And that's part of a 21-day program. And then we have another level of program, which we call Portals to Liberation. The next one is actually coming up December 27th, which is like an intensive spiritual fast. We're meditating really three times a day. I'm giving lectures at night on different spiritual topics. They're getting Shaktipat every day. They're getting additional nutritional input. So, and we have a lot of mystical chanting and so forth going on. So it's a much more totally focused on spirituality. And so we have different levels. And people come in and they can choose the different levels that feels right. Sometimes people just start with, well, I just want to do a juice fast. Now, why do I use juices instead of water? Because I find that we actually dilute the juices in half because we get the benefits of water but without the downside. The downside of water is that people can get mineral deficient and have heart arrhythmias and so forth, and they get pretty weak. And during our fast, people are doing yoga and they're doing meditating and we're discussing. And so it's kind of a water fast is just too much of a physical stress. I'm not sure it makes any difference in terms of the detox, but for us, the detox is secondary to the spiritual awakening that comes from a spiritual fast. So our fasts are, in a sense, unique in the world. We do offer a fast in Qumran, or next to Qumran, in the Dead Sea, twice a year at a place called El Mog. And so we those are the two places in the world that we pretty much do fast, and that attracts a lot of the Essenes because that's a place where the Essenes hung out, as we know. And we actually visit the Dead Sea and the Qumran community, the remains of that, and so forth. So you get into that energy. That fast is happening in early March.
Wonderful. Hey. I'm going to have to interrupt one more time. There's so much to share. My guest today is Dr. Gabriel Cousins of the Tree of Life Foundation and Community in Patagonia, Arizona, near Tucson. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. And before we get into the final segment, I'd just like to say that we are having a wonderful four-day event in San Diego called The 12 Archangels Resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria. And it's December 18th through 21st. And you are welcome to register and pay any amount that you like up through December 5th, which is just two more days. And then after that, it's $75. We will have live kirtan, a picnic at the beach, panurithmi, and wonderful heart streams from the 12 archangels and their archei, or their complements. And it'll be just a beautiful mystical experience in the wonderful climate of the San Diego area in Southern California. So again, you can go to heartcenter.org. That's HEARTS.org. Heartscenter.org and check it out on our website. So back to Gabriel.
So
I had to interrupt you right before the break. So go ahead and complete that thought.
Just to complete it, what we do in Israel is half the people come from Europe, but really all around the world. So we had 100 people at the last fast, and we had people from more than 15 different countries. It's an international gathering, kind of like the end times when all the people come back and feel their oneness together. So it's a very unique fast in that way, happening at the Dead Sea. And that's March 16th through the 24th. And you can tune in at treeoflifeisrael.com or just look at our event schedule for people who want further information on that.
Wonderful. Well, meditation is a key for all of us. And tell us about the type of meditation that you share and the training and the experience that people can kind of expect at your center.
So everybody that comes to the Tree of Life has the opportunity for training in meditation by me in person. So and part of the meditation process is the transfer of energy that connects you to the energy of meditation and to the lineage of that meditation, which really comes from a few different directions. The technique I teach is very much what I taught in India as part of our Shiva tradition there. And it's identical to that of the prophetic meditation, which is the Torah meditation. The only difference is the use of a different mantra. But the technique is essentially the same, and I'll just mention it very quickly, is you sit comfortably, you witness what goes on without judging it, and you allow, it's a feminine form of meditation, so there's a flow of the kundalini energy within. You just allow yourself to follow it. You repeat the mantra to your mind is quiet and you let go of it. And the fifth part is what we call Shakti Pat, the scent of grace, or Hani Ha in the Hebrew tradition. It's really that simple. And this is the classic prophetic meditation. The mantra I don't really give up, you know, just over the air. But, you know, when anybody comes here, they're available to, they get the mantra if they so choose. So it's interesting to me, as I was a teacher of meditation since 1973, that they're identical. Very simple, but it's all based on going beyond the mind. It's not a visualization. It's not staying in the mind with visualization. It's going beyond the mind into the direct experience of the one.
Wonderful. Well, what would you like to end with our audience today in terms of just your message for people throughout the world and what we can do today to bring about a world of peace, harmony, and kind of this golden crystal age that we are all desirous of having precipitated on our beautiful planet?
Well, I believe that it's already happening. It's not in the future. It just hasn't come into full, let's say, majority awareness. From the Essene point of view, a small minority can affect positively a large majority. So we teach holding on to the light. We teach the good actions, which count a lot, not just being the light, but expressing the light. And through inner peace, we then are able to communicate and create an outer peace as the flow of prophecy on the planet is manifesting. So may everybody be blessed that they experience the light of the divine within themselves, and then be blessed with the courage, the spiritual courage, to share that light of the divine with all those around them, and let the light spread until the whole world is filled with that light. Amen.
Well, Gabriel, it's been my pleasure to have you on this program today. Again, his website, www.drcousens, that's drcousens.com, and that'll take you through various links to his Tree of Life Foundation, the Holistic Center that he has in Patagonia, Arizona, in the high desert, beautiful region there. You can check out a lot more, all the programs he has, the teaching, and it's just a beautiful community. You can see the light in the faces of the people. You can kind of vicariously experience it. However, go there in person, check it out, do it, as he says, and I know that you'll be the benefactor. My guest next week on the same program, Heart Center Talk Radio, will be Dr. Robert Tennyson Stevens, the creator of the Mastery Systems and author of the amazing book, Conscious Language. It's a mastery program that allows us to unlock the truth of our being through the use of language that is kind of the new age language, where we affirm in the I Am name, the way, the truth, and the life, by using the name of God, I Am That I Am, at least in the West, in a very positive way, rather than focusing on all the negatives, which unfortunately is done a lot today. So Robert is an amazing gentleman, and he lives in North Carolina in the Asheville area, has a center and a school there, and it'll be my pleasure to have him as my guest next week. So again, thank you, Gabriel, and thank you to your assistant.
And I want to thank you, and I want to, again, invite everyone down. Come and experience it. But you can also connect through the Cousin School of Holistic Wellness, where a lot of all our courses are offered. But the best way is come and have a direct experience.
Wonderful. So You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I think we have about 40 seconds left, so I want to say for all of you listening today for the first time, we have a free ebook called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us. If you go to heartcenter.org or heartcentertalkradio.org, you can register for a free ebook, Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us. So we'd be very happy to send you that, as well as our monthly newsletter. And actually, our newsletter comes out twice a month. So this has been a pleasure today. Check out Gabriel's website, Gabriel Cousins, C-O-U-S-E-N-S. You can Google it, find out a lot more, see what he's up to throughout the world, and support it in some way. Thank you so much for listening to Heart Center Talk Radio today. We're going to sign off. I'm David Christopher Lewis, wishing and raying forth to you the best of God's eternal light essences. Be blessed and take care.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit heartcentertalkradio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.